So how long were you in a long-distance relationship? It's 99.7 DJX. And how far was that long distance? So I know you and I both have had experience with long distance.
Sure.
One worked out, one didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yours was what, Michigan to Louisville?
Yeah, started off, he was working with my sister when I met him in Michigan.
Yeah.
Then he moved here. Like, okay, let's give it a go. And a week after he moved here, he said, let's be friends.
But to be fair,
and I was confused.
Right, sure. At least he moved here, as opposed to you moving there, and then all of a sudden it was like, well, hey, let's be friends.
He freaked out because he had moved. He realized he moved to Michigan, chasing a girl,
yeah,
and you know, then so then he just did it again, and he's like, I need to figure out what I want.
I mean, that is true. Uh-huh. That is true.
Sure, now, I did leave the door open for him for several years after that, but then shut it.
Right. I was in a long distance relationship with my wife. After I'd gotten fired from a radio gig, I decided, I was like, all right, I got to move. And so got a gig, and kind of how this job is, you kind of go where the job is, you know,
you can't just go pick up and I'll go work across town.
Yeah. I'm going to work at this radio station. It's like, well, someone could have the shift that you currently have or whatever. Anyways. So I got this gig and I was like, all right, well, I'm taking this gig. And it was never really discussed per
se. What was gonna happen to you guys?
Yeah, but it was almost like, okay, well, we're just going to kind of figure it out. Because
how far was it?
It was only a 4-hour drive. So
okay,
it was
doable.
So it was definitely doable. Yeah, it was definitely doable. And it was a thing where, you know, we would see each other on maybe like every other weekend. You know, one of us would make the drive or
And you were at a point where you were like, we're getting married. When you moved, right? You weren't there yet, were you?
Yeah, no, we hadn't. Maybe we had discussed marriage, but we hadn't like gotten engaged yet or anything like that. Okay. We were just dating, and so yeah, so we did.
But
that.
You're thinking she's still going to be your end game. Somehow.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we kind of had that in our head where it was like, all right, you're my person, and we're just going to kind of figure this out. And so it was maybe 2.5 years. We did it long distance 2.5 years until.
And she never got to the point where, yeah, I'm going to move to you.
Well, it was
Terre Haute.
It was after we got married.
Yeah.
Then she moved.
Okay.
And then that's when I realized, no, I didn't want to make her move to Terre Haute, Indiana. Fine city, just not a place I wanted to end up. And
okay.
So then moved to Louisville, not, or, you know, pretty soon after. But. Anyways, I bring all this up because, you know, my daughters are getting ready to graduate and they kind of have like a lot of options. And one of those is to travel abroad and kind of work abroad and get a work visa and do some work for a year abroad.
Wow.
They both have boyfriends. And
that's longer than 4-hour drive.
That is a longer than 4-hour drive. And so they're kind of weighing the options of, okay, you know, one of them is a little bit more like, well, the boyfriend is like, oh, well, I have done a long distance relationship and my girlfriend at the time cheated on me. So.
Ooh.
Has kind of that rolling into this whole decision. And they've kind of got to make this decision soon, like within the next couple weeks, whether or not they're going to take this opportunity or Ooh. Not. So they're kind of weighing all of this right now. And one of them, I think, I think they're both leaning towards taking this experience.
And then are the guys leaning towards, I'll wait for you?
Well, see, that's the thing. It's like, well, you know, they're their persons. And so it's a year. And in the grand scheme of things, a year isn't a very long time. But at the time, you know, in the moment, that seems like forever, you know?
Well, yeah, a year is a long time. But so have they discussed like future marriage?
No. They haven't gotten to that point. But they definitely are comfortable in their relationships with one another.
they could see a future.
And so, yeah, exactly. And both my wife and I are like, listen, you don't have kids. You're not married. Like,
yes.
Like, we love the boys, too. We think they're great.
Sure.
But you're not going to have an opportunity like this all the time.
Like, if it's meant to be,
yes,
it'll work out.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, seriously, yeah. Though. I mean, that's the thing. And so we've been kind of having these conversations. And, you know, like I said, it's one of those things where they're going to have to, like, kind of figure that out sooner
than later.
Well, and
now you can FaceTime. Before, when you were going through this with your wife, FaceTime wasn't even a thing.
Heck, I don't want to date myself, but texting really wasn't even a thing. I mean, and I had 30 minutes of internet a month.
Oh, wow.
A month.
Oh, that was ancient so times.
That was what we were doing.
We were chiseling notes to each other on concrete.
I wrote a little note, put it on the ankle of a pigeon, and sent it on its way. Anyways, I just wanted to know, just for my own, I'm not going to tell my daughters any of this. And trust me.
Is this just, again, I was wondering, like, what? So we're working this out for Ben's personal therapy. Okay, this is Therapy Corner for Ben.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. This. They don't listen to this show. they came to me the other day and they're like, oh, you play? Like, I had mentioned something about Golden Huntrix. And they're like, oh, you play that? And I'm like, oh, God.
What?
Yeah. Trust me. They don't listen. So I'm completely fine talking about this.
Yeah,
but
no,
but
it's okay. My kids don't listen either.
But anyways, I just wanted to know how long you had been in a long-distance relationship and how far was it? Because mine was probably 2.5 years, but only 4 hours. All right?
Okay.
And
this is a whole other country.
And this would be abroad. This would definitely be a plane
across
ride.
Across the world.
Yeah. And for about a year. So
Dr. Aaron says, number one, can't believe they're getting ready to graduate. Number two, they should totally do it.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what we're saying, you know?
Yeah. Michael says, 15-year-old daughter says, go to Europe.
Yeah. 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories coming up next. 99.7 DJX. So how long and how far did you do long distance? Did it work out? It's 99.7 DJX. I only ask because my daughters are getting ready to graduate. They have an opportunity to travel abroad for about a year and work on a work visa.
Are they going together to do that?
And with one of their friends that they met when they studied abroad for a semester. So
they're like going back.
So, well, not to the same area, but yes, that there is an opportunity for them to work abroad. But anyways, they both have boyfriends. They're in different situations than they were when they studied abroad. And now they're like,
they're hesitating because it's going to be a year apart.
Yeah, a little bit. And it's a year, and it's longer than 4 months. It's a year, and, you know, that's more than just a car ride, right?
Right, so, yeah. It's not going to be like they can visit each other on weekends, anything like that. Sarah with no H, a year, 10 hours, no. She said, we met in the middle several times, made the whole trip as well several times. He eventually moved here, mm-hmm. and then it ended about a year after that. Sometimes distance makes the heart grow fonder.
Kira said, my husband and I met in high school as pen pals, did our first year as long distance from Indiana to Chile, South America.
Wow.
Together for 15 years. That's pretty cool.
See, that can work out. See, maybe the boys need to hear that. The boys need to hear that so that they can hang out.
Yeah, Lexi said 2 years long distance, about 3,000 miles away from L.A. To Louisville, Kentucky. So just moved here 2 years ago, and they have two cats and an 8-month-old, about to be 9 months. So there you go.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, you know, that's look, and this is kind of what the conversations that my wife and I have been having with them is like, it can work. It you know, there's FaceTime. There's so many more ways to stay connected now than before. And, you know, they can travel to see you. You can travel home to see them, you know, things like that.
It's meant to be. It'll work out.
They were telling me about their trip in when they went to Italy for study abroad, right? And at the time, one of my daughters had a boyfriend. she's not dating him anymore. She's dating someone else. But at the time, she had a boyfriend. And she was being, you know, very respectful of that relationship. And you know, they would go out and they'd go to these clubs and these guys would like hit on him. And my daughter would be like, oh, I've got a boyfriend. They'd be like, oh, you can be our, we could be your Italian boyfriends. We could be your Italian boyfriends.
That's
yeah. So,
adorable.
So anyway, so I mean, it's, they understand that that sort of stuff will probably pop up, but in the same sense, you know, I think that they feel comfortable in their current relationships and
yeah,
you know,
if there's trust and they got their eyes on the long road.
Yeah.
Then they should be able to get through this. Tattooed Mexican says, met my wife on Facebook. Dated for a whole year. Visited 6 times throughout that year. Moved to Indiana from Arizona. Been married for 10 years.
Mm.
It's more difficult when you're already dating and then you have to move apart.
Yeah. True. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. For sure. And I think that they are leaning towards this opportunity. And which, yeah, you know, in and of itself is enough. that's ripping at my heart in other ways. It's like, it, you know, you're happy for him, but at the same time, it's like a year away and I mean, overseas.
When you're gonna be an empty nester, like completely, because your youngest is a freshman. And so for them to be not only launching into the real world as adults,
yeah,
but then to be going international, I can only imagine. I'm going to cry with you.
I know.
Wait, sorry. Correction. I'll cry for you because you don't cry.
That's right. I just bottle it up. That's all I do. Things
you'll
worked
be 90
out.
And you'll finally let go of all your emotions you've been holding
and
on
I'll explode.
To.
Anyways, hey, thank you. But yeah, I'll let you know what they end up doing, but
keep
yeah,
us that's posted. Now you're sure gonna have to give us like updates on mm-hmm. if they're still dating their boyfriends from last week.
Okay. All right, it's 99.7 DJX.